Today is Tuesday, 24th of September, 2013. Today's topic, planning for an international trip. This is your host, Virgil Suar. Okay, our guest with today is Anne, and here she comes into the studio right now. Okay, Anne, thanks for joining us today, and maybe you can help us know more about the research and preliminary planning that you have to do when you're taking some of these international trips.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me here today. Yes, did you know that planning a trip increases your happiness?
You mean not going anywhere, you just get happier?
Well, that's what they say. So anyway, make research a very happy part of your planning of your trip. And it is just amazing when you start to think about a trip. You've got the whole wide world in front of you, and how do you narrow it down? You know, what kind of a trip do you want to do? Are you going to what continent? And are you being an active trip, or are you looking for tourist sites? So first thing is just to think about what kind of a trip you'd like to do.
Tell us some of your favorite places you do some of your research.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of sources for research, and I think one of the best is just talking to people. Yeah. You'll find different people have been to places all over the world, and when they come back really excited and they're describing their adventure to you, and you think, wow, I'd like to go there too. But then, of course, there's always the internet. The internet is filled with lots of resources for you. YouTube, you can see actual videos.
That's really nice, really nice.
Yeah.
And hear the music of the country or whatever, too.
Right. And the internet, of course, as we all know, is filled with a lot of, well, I guess garbage. But when you plow through all of that, you can find some really good gems as well.
Well, I've noticed that they have a lot of reviews of different places. How do you sort through the reviews that, you know, says a terrible place, don't go, and other places say, I had the best time of my life? Any helps there?
I don't know. You know, everybody's got their own opinion about what happens to them. I think you just read them and get an overall feel for what the majority of people are saying.
Okay. Probably when it gets down to hotels and stuff, you'll talk about that in your next section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Any books that you take along with you or you like to read?
Yeah, you can read paper books or e-books. You know, Lonely Planet, of course, makes a great series of books. There are always all kinds of guidebooks about different countries, and they're full of valuable resources.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of times the places I look to, their reviews and things, but they're in a different language. You know, I can't read the German and the Chinese about what they're saying. How do you handle that?
Yeah, that is true. And sometimes the best sites are in the native language of the country. And I use one of the translators on the internet that will translate an internet page for you.
Like Bing or Yahoo or Google?
Sure. Those are really valuable.
And do you ever rely on physical maps, or you just take maps off the internet, or how do you do that part? I'm a map person myself.
You like all those papers, and then you have to refold them into the right way everything.
But, you know, I can lay it out on the floor. I can't lay out the internet on the floor.
That's true. Paper maps are really good for getting the big picture, aren't they?
Yeah,
but then the phone and the iPad are wonderful for getting as you need them maps.
You know, I guess you know what time of year you're going to go. Is there any insights you've got on seasons?
You know, that is really important. I did a lot of research and was planning this wonderful canoe trip through Thailand until I looked at the season and saw that I was smack right in the middle of the rainy season. So,
water underneath you and water above you.
Yeah, I changed my plans.
Oh, yeah, not only water but humidity. It would have been hot. I think I've heard from another person, too, the difference in Australia in December is a hot season, where December in North America is a cold season.
Right.
So they're in their bathing suits celebrating Christmas.
Right, yeah.
Which is strange down under.
Yeah.
Any trick with the governments?
Yeah, you know, visas are tricky, aren't they? Because you really need to do your research on that. A visa for if you're a native of one country and going to a different country, the visa rules are always different. So make sure that you check way ahead of time. Sometimes you can come and get a visa right in the country, but often you have to have one ahead of time.
Yeah, I know. I've even heard somewhere 6 months ahead of time sometimes, which is it's really tough. You spend your money for the visa, and then maybe you change your mind. You don't want to go to the country.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah. Any tricks on money? What do you do about money and stuff?
Yeah. As always, you know, do your research and find out what the currency is. A lot of places do accept different currencies.
Oh, yeah.
And I would get money ahead of time. You know, changing at the airport usually costs you a bit more than changing at a bank somewhere within the country.
Right. This is Virtual Saguaro. We're discussing international travel, the research and preliminary plans portion, and we'll be right back. Okay, it looks like you've done a lot of research and you kind of know where you want to go. You really haven't booked anything yet. You haven't made exact plans, but you're certain you're going to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call the next section maybe preliminary plans. Mm-hmm. You're really actually getting closer to doing something. What are some considerations that you have there?
Yeah, you know, people are different. There are some people that like to have an itinerary that's booked completely, where they know where they're going to stay each night and what places they're going to visit. And other people are much more flexible. They like to have kind of an overall view and then get there and sort of plan the day by day. So whatever works for you. And
that day-by-day sounds a little risky to me. I can see one day you're sleeping in the rain, next day you're not.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe you can have a blend of it as well. Mm-hmm. And then I start doing bookings. You know, I look at TripAdvisor or Booking.com, Expedia, HipMonk. You know, all of those services can give you really good information about booking hotels, flights, cars.
And do those services offer the reviews of the people who've stayed there or have traveled there?
The hotel reviews I find are really useful. And again, you'll find people that swear up and down and give it 5 stars, and other people say, no, it's horrible, don't come here, and give it 2 stars. But take them with a grain of salt, and again, take a look and read through, and you can get a good idea of the places that you'd like to stay.
Sounds good. You know, you've got all these electronic devices with you. Is Wi-Fi one of your criterias for finding a place to stay?
Yeah, I like to look and see if it does have Wi-Fi, especially if we need maps or not sure about where we're going exactly the next day. You know, sometimes you don't get it and sometimes you do, but more and more, of course, nowadays.
Yeah. How do you know, when you book these things, what city are you in? Is it pretty clear?
Usually it's pretty clear, although we did have one interesting experience where we were in a country and there were 2 cities with exactly the same name. And we booked not near each other. And we booked in one and then pulled the map up for it. So that's another tip there, is pull the map up right away when you do your booking. And anyway, it was late in the afternoon, pulled up the map. We were on bicycles and we had another 90 kilometers to go to get to the hotel that we had booked.
Well,
so
you didn't do that, did you?
No, they were pretty nice and they let us cancel the booking.
You know, you've got all these electronic devices, and they use batteries, and they run out sometimes, more mm-hmm. likely when you don't want to. How do you handle charging these devices, or how do you know what they need when you go somewhere, and how do you plug it in?
Yeah, that's another part of your research, is looking at the voltage of the country and then the adapter, you know, what kind of plug you're going to need.
Physically, the prongs
to match. Exactly. We have the funniest picture of a hairdryer in a hotel room in South Africa with about 5 adapters trying to finally get it into the wall. So, you know, you can buy those multi-purpose adapters now that will get you just about everywhere.
Oh, that's great. Maybe you've gone individually. Have you done a group tour?
You know, I haven't done too many group tours. I tend to...
You've seen them, I'm sure.
...like to go more on my own. But, yeah, I think that the group tours offer a lot of great advantages. If you don't have to plan everything. You've got somebody that takes care of all your lodging, your transportation. I love to sit and listen to guides tell you about different cities and different parts of the world. So I think group tours have some really cool things about them.
Yeah, I heard, I had a relative who went on a group tour in China, and they had to eat breakfast at a certain time, come mm-hmm. to a gathering point at a certain time.
Sure.
They wore certain color shirts, so if they got separated, they could find them. The tour guide had a large kind of like an antenna with a flag on the end.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's needed in a lot of those places. So they enjoyed it very much because they didn't have to make any decisions about where to go.
Right.
They gave them a lot of downtime, and the food was great. So.
Yeah, and you get to meet people.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You bond with a lot of people later. Any idea on insurances, or you ever think about that, or health insurance?
Yeah,
or?
One of the things that you want to make sure is that checking about your health insurance, what your
if it's covered overseas.
Country will cover overseas, et cetera. And then you can always get trip insurance as well, which is a consideration.
Both flight and health?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Okay, looks like you've done a great job helping us with the research and preliminary planning and bookings. Any other final words you'd like to give us before we go into that next topic on our next podcast?
No, I'm just looking forward to coming back and talking some more.
Sounds good. We'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the international trip planning. Be sure and join in to our second podcast, which will include packing and enjoying the trip. This is Virtual Saguaro. Hope you have a great day.